You're listening to Weekend Edition Saturday on WNYC. Good morning. I'm Eddie Robinson. The New York Attorney General's office has surveyed New York charities to track more than $400 million raised for Sandy relief. But the last figures were collected in mid-December. The New Jersey Attorney General's office is only tracking newly created Sandy charities looking out for fraudulent groups. There's no way to know exactly how much has been donated in all or where it's going. But as New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez tells us, at least half of the donations surveyed has yet to reach storm victims.
4.5 months after Sandy, groups like Friends of Rockaway are still gutting houses and trying to get rid of mold. They've been getting donations to help families move back into their homes. But some charities, like the Hurricane Sandy New Jersey Relief Fund, have been slow in getting the relief aid out there. The group has raised more than $30 million, but only handed out its first million this week. That followed a report by the Asbury Park Press, which found it hadn't distributed any of the donations yet. New Jersey First Lady Mary Pat Christie is heading the four-month-old organization. And in an interview with the Asbury Park Press, she says starting a charity from scratch isn't easy.
Admittedly, we're learning how to do this, but I also was willing to take our time and be careful because I knew the Red Cross was here and spending money.
A spokesperson for Mary Pat Christie says they chose not to raise money for an existing charity because they wanted an organization devoted just to Sandy victims in New Jersey.
It's not fair because people that really need it could get it quick in a certain amount of time, not 5 or 6 or a year later afterwards.
Genevieve Farah has lived in Hoboken for all of her 51 years. Her apartment building was flooded and she was without electricity for a couple weeks. She questions why Governor Chris Christie and the First Lady decided to start a new organization instead of funneling the money through an existing charity that could get the money out to victims quickly.
The only thing I ask is give it to the people that lost their property to try and fix their property. That's where the money should go first.
The American Red Cross has raised close to $290 million, and they've doled out more than half of that already. And the Robin Hood Foundation has raised close to $70 million, a big chunk of that from the 12-12-12 concert. Deborah Winchell is president of the New York City-based foundation. She says their plan was to get the money out quickly to the hardest-hit areas that were also low income.
But the needs vary. So we have the very immediate needs, and we're funding the emergency shelters, the emergency food, and now we're focusing on much longer-term needs, primarily around housing.
About 40% of the money they raised is going to New Jersey, and the group plans to have almost all of the money distributed by the end of the month. Mary Pat Christie says the goal of her organization is to provide long-term assistance and to step in when other organizations have stepped out. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.